All right, so Arad and I were going back and forth. You know, it's St. Patrick's Day, and we were trying to get creative.
Yeah.
And came up with one bit, leprechaun or lepra cannot. All right. And the reason we went with lepra cannot is because we were worried about Freudian slips that could cost us our license. Yeah. So, you know, you can allow your mind to get where you want it to get to on what possibly could be spouted out by one of the three of us. So you guys in the mood for some leprechaun or lepra cannot? I mean, it's a pretty simple.
Pretty fired up about it. I actually feel like it's going to be our best bit.
I think it's possible, right? So it's pretty simple, right? Like a scenario will play out where either it can or it cannot. Lepra can or lepra cannot. Leprechaun or leprechaun not. All right, let's begin with this. Auston Matthews, he's sitting on 31 goals for the season, and he's got 15 games left. Auston Matthews, leprechaun or leprechaun not, still score 45 goals on the season.
45.
40. That would be 14 in his final 15, something he has done multiple times in his career.
Cannot.
Leprechaun not. Whoa. Get it right, Jones.
I'm scared now to say something wrong.
you put it in my
head.
I shouldn't have even mentioned it.
Yeah.
That's leprechaun not.
That's a lot of goals. And we just haven't seen that this year.
He's scoring a lot recently, Jonas. A lot recently.
I think 40 is more.
He's getting 40 for sure. I think he scored 9 in his final 15. He's coming, man. I feel like he's coming alive and he's starting to hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to have you had that great piece in The Athletic earlier this week, you know, where he's kind of acknowledged that he had issues and he's feeling better. I'm going to say leprechaun. I honestly think he can score 14 in his final 15 games. I do.
Yeah.
I think he could still score 45 on the year.
We've seen it before. I'd say leprechaun. I haven't looked at their.
Would you?
I just haven't looked at their final games. And then, that being said, is he going to play?
That's
all
a good
15
question.
Games? Because is there going to be some load management near the end where it's like, okay, they play the last two out of four type of things? You know, that's the thing. I'm going to say leprechaun cannot. Based on, I think he gets to like 43 or something like that because he plays like 12 games out of the last 15 or 13,
right.
You know. So
I think he can score 15 and 12. 15. Yeah. I mean, the way this guy
is
capable of scoring, it's not going to be easy to leprechaun, but I think he leprechaun do it in the end. All right, the Winnipeg Jets, leprechaun or leprechaun not, still make a cup run this season.
Well, you got to make the playoffs, but yeah.
That's the thing. It's not a lock they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I should do first because I've been bullish on them, and I backed off on them to start the season because I was like, they've fooled me 4 years in a row or 3 years in a row, and then started looking at them, did some of their games. They played different this year, and the goalie was great, but now they've won four of their last 15. So that's where they've stubbed their toe. I think if they get in, they could do some damage because I the goalie's great. The defenseman is going to be probably third in voting for Norris, and that forward crew is. I mean, Nikolai Ehlers being injured has really hurt them. Cole Perfetti being injured, like that's two of their top six guys, but I think they're going to be healthy when they come back. So, I'll say leprechaun, but kind of a medium, like a really weak.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah, like
an
a weak
Irish
one.
Fergie. You're an Irish Fergie.
Yeah, I'll be an Irish Fergie on that one. Sorry for the long response.
Okay, I'm leprechaun not. I have not bought into them at any point. I remember saying before the year, I thought this was it. This would be the end of the road. The mix just isn't there. Defensively, they don't commit. You know, Hellebuck has not been great recently.
Yeah.
And that's a concern as well. I believe in Hellebuck when he's on his game. Say this, Ehlers is closing in on street clothes territory, man. That guy's injured all the time. Ehlers is hurt all the time. So I don't know how much you can rely on him when he returns. I just don't love the mix. I like that they're in the West. You know, you get in, you play Dallas, you play Vegas. You know, is it possible? For sure. But I don't see a cup run. You know, maybe a surprising round. I don't see them getting to like a conference final or beyond. I don't think they have it in them.
What's between leprechaun and leprechaun? Is there like
that's
a middle?
Where
an
I
Irish
like...
Fergie. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you're
where I
an
was.
Irish
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Exactly. Picture that with an Irish accent.
That's the only thing what you're just touching on is like who's the team in the West?
Like, well, I think Colorado clearly is head and shoulders above them. Vegas, you know, there's something weird about Vegas, but they're consistent. They keep winning, last night notwithstanding. Like, they're still
I wouldn't sleep on Edmonton too, man.
I wouldn't either.
I guess the only problem is they might just not make it. Like, if you had to pick between those two teams, who do you think is going to make it?
I'd say Winnipeg, just because they're 3 points up right now. You know, that game that they play Calgary, I think it's April 5th or something. That could be do or die for both teams.
Yeah, it could be.
That could be
head-to-head.
A big game.
Yeah, it'll be a big game. Like, there's lots of moving parts out there, but Colorado is serious again, man. Like, they are. They're not messing around.
Consider this, just of note. These are some of Winnipeg's remaining games. Arizona, Anaheim, San Jose, Detroit, Nashville, San Jose. Yeah,
that's pretty good. But that doesn't mean, like, let's say they win those. That still doesn't mean they're going on a cup run.
No.
That just means they might get in.
Right.
You know, and I just don't see
them. But then you get the matchup. But then say you slide in on the 8 hole. Who do they get?
They would get Vegas.
Would you get Vegas or would you get Dallas?
But you still could get Colorado. Colorado still might win the Central. Like, they're not far off Dallas. They're right behind Minnesota, and I think they have games in hand.
Vegas has 90 points. They're first.
Probably Vegas then, yeah. You're probably looking at Vegas. Then you're on that side of the seed, and you're probably playing, you know, if you get through Edmonton or L.A., I wouldn't favor them in that series either. All right, moving on here. The Rogers Center renovations, Leprechaun or Leprechaun-not, lead to an increase of ticket sales by at least 10%. Over last season. So in other words, they're going to sell 10% more tickets simply because of the renovations. People want to go see the new park.
Leprechaun-not.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, you want to go and have a... whether they got those... like, an Italian way, they got... Don't they have, like, all this, like...
I don't know exactly how it's playing out, like the neighborhoods and
right,
what it's going to be named after. Effectively, they're just patios and, that's what it is.
I'm not going to a game to do that. I'm going to go to a game to watch the Jays, and you go to your certain amount of games. You're not going, okay, I've got to go to a game now because I can go sit in the Italian restaurant and watch the game on TV, or, whatever.
I want to see it, but I don't, like, that's a one-off. Once you go and see it for the first time, that's it. I'm not buying, 10% more tickets over the course of the year to see it more than once.
That's why I'm a cannot.
I'm with you on the cannot. Leprechaun-not. Although I do think it'll go up. I think, like, last year I was looking it up. I want to say they averaged something like 37.
I got it in front of me.
32.7 thousand tickets per game. And in 16, they were up over 40,000, right? So last year they were a playoff team. They're a good team. They're going to be even, possibly better this year. Having a good team sells more tickets than having renovations to a park.
Wow.
But if you marry both of them, then your tickets are probably going to go up.
Hayes, you're right. 41.8 in
back
16.
At 16? That's a lot of tickets, man. That's a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money they were making back then. I think they sold a lot in 17, too, even though it tailed off. But
I'm in cannot, by the way. It has to be a new park, or what you're talking about, a really good team.
I think you're right. A completely new park blows past
game
10%.
Changer.
It's a complete game changer. They'd sell... I think over 3 million tickets over the course of the year, people trying to get down there. But renovations, I'm not sure that's going to cut it. All right, final one here. Conor McGregor, who is back doing the rounds. He's going to be doing the Ultimate Fighter coaching. He's going to get back in the octagon at some point. He's doing a lot of interviews this week. He's Irish. Conor McGregor, Leprechaun or Leprechaun-not, still be the biggest pay-per-view draw for the UFC? Is McGregor still the man? I will say Leprechaun. I'll answer first.
Yeah.
I think he's still the most compelling figure. I think John Jones being back is significant. There are other great fighters. But he's transcended beyond the octagon, beyond UFC. The guy's, you love him, you hate him. He sells tickets incredibly well. Now he's coming back off a gruesome injury. He's been losing fights. I don't think anyone sells more than McGregor. I still think he would be the king of pay-per-view for the UFC.
Not to mention everything that he brings with it, like leading up to it, I'm Leprechaun.
Leprechaun, that one you can say. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm Leprechaun for sure. Okay. I just think He's a huge draw. Like anything with him involved, I'm watching.
Leprechaun.
It's all good. All right, it's all good. There
that
you go.
That was great.
Maybe that happens. I think it actually worked out pretty well.
Yeah,
no Freudian slips. Everyone was okay. I think that comes back every year. Although if the other guy's here next year, I don't know.
Well.
Possibly we rename that.
Well, yeah. I can neither confirm or deny that.
There it is, the Irish Fergie. We established the Irish Fergie. So on St. Patty's Day, when you're indecisive, you're Irish John Ferguson.
Shouldn't you shout out the big Irishman, by the way?
Yeah, Pat Quinn, of course.
Pat Quinn, yeah.
Absolutely. Shout out to Pat Quinn for sure. He would have loved the game like tonight. we'll come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Leafs Canes tonight, Leafs in Ottawa tomorrow. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.